This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Casimir Krasnowski, CASIMERCHRZANOWSKI. Date of birth 06-16-1946. Date of appointment January 13, 2026. Requesting physician Robert Droege, RobertDroegeMD. Dear Dr. Droege, I have the pleasure of seeing Casimir Krasnowski today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 79-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who had a stroke last year in the month of June. He went to the St. Mary's Hospital where CT of the head done, which was read as negative. He was discharged home, and then few days later PMD ordered the MRI of the brain. Which shows stroke involving the medial aspect of the right temporal lobe, lateral aspect of the right midbrain, and extending superiorly into the right internal capsule, posterior limb, most consistent with the right posterior cerebral artery territory. His echocardiogram was done, which shows normal left ventricular systolic function and ejection fraction 65%. MR venography also done, which was normal. Carotid ultrasound not done. At that time, his left side was weak and he was having loss of vision and he was drooling. As per the patient, he improved 50%, but still and visual problem. He was seen by the ophthalmologist. His speech is okay. He has some problem with eating, chewing, and swallowing. Memory is okay. He lives with his wife. He's getting dizzy spell lately. Amlodipine was stopped. Now he's feeling better. Past medical history. Past medical history, stroke, hypertension. Past surgical history. Port for dialysis. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, amlodipine, vitamin K, carvedilol, phenofibrate, vitamin B, dorzolamide, timolol, clopidogrel 75 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette. He's an ex-drinker. He stopped drinking last year. He's retired. He's married. Live with his wife. Have one son. Family history. Mother deceased. Father deceased. Both had a stroke. Two sister. One sister deceased. Diabetes and stroke. Another sister alive and stroke. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having cholesterol problem, dark spot in front of the eye, cough, high blood pressure, difficulty swallowing, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, weakness, physical examination. Blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, irregular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength right sided 5/4/5, left sided upper extremity 4/5, lower extremity 4.5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibrating sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 79-year-old, right-handed, Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, left-sided stroke involving, please rewrite again, right-sided stroke involving the temporal lobe, lateral aspect of the midbrain, extending into the internal capsule of posterior limb and consists of right posterior cerebral artery territory. Number two, left-sided weakness. Number three, blurring of the vision. Number four, difficulty in swallowing. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the carotid ultrasound, MRI of the brain, and echocardiogram already done. I would like to order the blood test, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, CPK, aldolase, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.